Hello, everybody. It's 1:30, and we're going to get started. Do we have a quorum?
We do, Mr. Chairman.
Awesome. Before we get started, as the next item will be audience participation, I'd like to just take a minute and introduce myself. I'm the Portage County Engineer. My name is Larry Jenkins. You guys probably remember the last Portage County Engineer. He was here 34 years as County Engineer. I'm shooting for 35 myself. I might be in my 90s, but I'm still going to give it a whirl, okay? I really appreciate it, and it's an honor for me to be the new Policy Committee Chairman, and I really appreciate that. What I would like to do before we got started also is not necessarily go around the room, but anybody who happens to be new to the policy committee, if you would like to at least announce your name and say something, that would be a good thing. The floor is open for anybody who'd like to introduce yourself. Please.
Hi, I'm Carol Cicilliano-Kilway. I'm the new mayor of Talmadge, so I just want to say thank you very much for choosing a nice short commute for me.
That's awesome.
If you have any problems with the circle, I'm sorry, but I've looked at my whole entire life. But just welcome to Talmadge, and thank you very much.
Awesome. Welcome. Anybody else new?
Good afternoon. I'm Rocco Yergin. I'm the new mayor of Green. I'm sorry it's a little bit of a step down. I'm a lawyer, not an engineer. So I won't have quite the expertise, but I'm glad to be here today.
Anybody else?
Alan Mavridis, mayor of Monroe Falls. I am an engineer.
I wish I could be.
Thank you. Mom. And whatever Carol said.
Anybody else? So, nice to have everyone here. Mayor, following Neugebauer, that will be some big steps to fill for myself also as policy chairman. So, he did a really good job. I just asked everyone for some leniency and a little grace as I figure out my way. Work with me as we get down through this, and we're ready to go, okay?
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, you know, again, I know a lot of you know this, but if you do motion or second, saying the last name when you do that is helpful for us to keep records. So just a reminder.
Thank you. Second item on the agenda, we'll go right into audience participation. Is there any audience participation?
There is, and Mr. Matt Stewart from the MET staff will relay that.
Good afternoon, everyone. So for anyone that's not aware, we have a Citizens Involvement Committee. They typically meet the day the TAC meets, so they met last Thursday. At our meeting last Thursday, we had a citizen who's he's just very much into rail advocacy, and he shared some comments, and he asked that we relay those to his policy committee. So basically what he was talking about, he has a concern about some of our more secondary railways as they're being converted to trail usage, worrying about, you know, just being gone forever. He sees rail as an important thing for the future economic competitiveness of the region. He was very quick to point out he's not against recreational trails. He actually said there are several examples across the country of rails with trails. So it was just kind of a general caution to our region and our municipalities specifically to not go through formal abandonment procedures with some of those corridors. He was talking specifically about the Erie-Lackawanna corridor where the Freedom Trail is now, and then as many of you know, there's the future Veterans Trail, which we have funding for. It goes from Hudson into Cuyahoga Falls and eventually into Akron. So just wanted to share that with everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Our next item is minutes. In your packet was attached Attachment 2A, the meeting minutes of December 14, 2023. A motion is required on this attachment 2A. Is there any revisions to the meeting minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of December 14, 2023?
Motion, Judge.
Do I have a second?
Second, Philway.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes of December 14, 2023. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next item in your packet is attachment 2A, 3A, the Finance Progress Report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A shows that through December 31st, we spent about 28% of our budget. We're in very good financial position. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hearing none, a motion is required to accept the Financial Progress Report. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Anderson.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Judge.
We have a motion and a second to accept the Financial Progress Report. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the Technical Progress Report. Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hello again. With it being the new year and also seeing a lot of new faces here, just wanted to kind of start off with an open invitation. Both Director Baker and I, we see a lot of value in getting out to your communities and kind of hearing what your planning needs are and some of your future goals and how we can help you and stuff. So just an open invitation. If you'd ever like us to come talk with you, we're more than happy to do that. We would encourage it. I did want to quickly mention, you've probably seen the emails that with our Connecting Communities program, in 2024, AMATS is planning to award two $40,000 planning grants for communities that they're generally active transportation focused, but developing additional recommendations for active transportation to promote vibrant and livable communities. Deadline for those applications is February 9th. And then finally, just wanted to take a moment to introduce a new staff member. We'll fully embarrass you, Matt, so if you could stand up. But Matt Mullen, he's a new planner on our staff. A lot of you know him. He served as a grants and compliance specialist with Metro on their planning team for 6 years. So we're happy to have him on board. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. We're now going to move to the AMATS Federal Funds Report, which is attachment 3C in your packet. Ms. Frater.
Thank you. So we're about halfway through our fiscal year, and approximately 80% of our funding has still not been spent. So approximately $1.4 million is over-programmed in STBG. While TASA is underfunded by $420,000, and CRP has no funds in 2024. We are hoping that some of these projects will sell in the third quarter, which we're currently in, and hopefully all of the projects will sell this year. So, and if so, we will look into getting a loan to fund the over-programming. So, AMATS is expected to pass CRP, TASA, and resurfacing later in this meeting, so those will also apply to this 3C in the future once they're programmed. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Frater. Is there any old business?
There is none.
Hearing none, on to new business. In your packet, you'll see attachment 5A, Traffic Crashes and Safety Performance Measures 2020 to 2022. There is a motion required, and presenting on that will be Mr. Stewart.
Okay, thank you again. Hopefully you've had a chance to look through this. If you were at TAC last week, I went into a little more detail. Today's just going to kind of be the executive summary level, very brief presentation. That said, if you have any questions afterwards, like, certainly come talk to me or to Amy, or we'd be happy to dive into any details with you. But just for today, I thought I'd go through some of the main crash trends and some of our high crash locations and just give you a quick snapshot of what's going on. For anyone that's not aware, this is something that AMATS does each year. typically around this time of the year is when it's completed. And what we do is we take data from the last 3 years, so 2020 through 2022. So high-level trends, what we saw this time around, our fatal crashes went down slightly, but they're still well above where they were pre-pandemic, which is pretty alarming. Our serious injuries have been quite stable since 2018, so not much movement there. As far as our total crashes, those are trending upward. They did increase a little bit this year, a little over 3%, but they're still notably below where they were a decade ago or even half a decade ago. So moving in the right direction. When we look at bicycle and pedestrian-related crashes, and that's all of this stuff is detailed in Section 3 of the report, we're kind of seeing that same kind of trend. They went down during the pandemic, and now they're creeping back up, still below where they were. But the pedestrian crashes went up quite a bit this year and are pretty close to where they were hovering a decade ago. Not going to go into the process today, but that's all detailed within Section 2. Definitely want to call out Amy, though. That's certainly a major initiative that she does. It's a lot of hard work throughout the year to go through all this data. Seth also helping out with a lot of the GIS stuff. But what Amy ultimately does is she breaks our crashes into either roadway section crashes or intersection crashes. And the way our methodology works to be on our lists, at least 30% of our total crashes have to be some level of injury or worse. And we basically have four classifications of crashes, from property damage only, minor injury, serious injury, and fatality. And then the other thing is we're basically looking at three per year, either three per mile per year on the sections or three total with the intersections, so nine total over the three-year crash period. And then that's ultimately put into a composite score where we rank crashes based on the total number as well as the percent of them that have, you know, the highest injury and fatality rates. So looking at this year's numbers, all three of these sections here, if you're familiar with our crash reports, these will unfortunately look familiar. Our number one and our number two were both at the top of our list last year. Our number three location was number one, I believe it was 2 years ago. So these have all kind of been high up on the list for the last several years, or recent years anyway. And then here's just a map. This is in the report in Section 2 showing our 50 highest crash sections. You'll notice a lot of them are, you know, in the city of Akron, a lot kind of south of Akron, Springfield Township, Barberton, Coventry, that area. We really don't have any on the eastern half of Portage County or in our little section of Wayne County. So it's generally you're not going to see as many in the rural areas. You're typically seeing higher volume roadways. A lot of these are your 4 and 5 lane roadways throughout the region. When we look at intersections, both our number one, which is north of Ravenna at 14 and 44, and our number three, which is Route 18 out past Montrose at the county line with Medina County, those have both been at or near the top of our lists in the past couple of years. Our number two location in the Cuyahoga Valley section of the falls, at Riverview and Ira Road, that's jumped up quite a bit. That has been in the top 50 for the last few years, but it is now coming in at number two. And then again, here's a map of those high crash intersections. You start to see a little more geographic spreading out. You're starting to see some of those rural locations pop up, but still plenty of urban locations. And then real quick, just kind of wrapping up, I mentioned Section 3 of our report goes into bicycle and pedestrian crashes. The big takeaway here is a lot of the trends that we've been seeing in recent years we're continuing to see. So it's just interesting to kind of see how that all works out. You know, most likely a crash is going to result in some level of injury. Fortunately, the majority of those are minor injuries, but we do see a lot of those. When we look at the map of bicycle crashes, you know, as you would expect, they generally tend to be concentrated in our more populated municipalities where you have more infrastructure or more ability to ride a bike safely or, you know, potentially safely. So a lot in Akron, Kent, Barberton, Cuyahoga Falls, you know, are larger, more developed communities. And it's really the kind of the same type of pattern with our pedestrian crashes, really much more of them in our communities where you have sidewalks and you have pedestrian movement and you can walk to things. We also see a lot of these pedestrian crashes are popping up in those areas that are kind of maybe on the outskirts of a city where you might have like a four-lane road that has high traffic volumes, wider lanes, higher speeds, may or may not have sidewalks, that sort of thing. So, you know, kind of similar to trends we've seen before. So in a nutshell, that's kind of the gist of the report. I'd be happy to answer any questions either now or after the meeting. And not just me, if you have questions, feel free to talk with Amy or Seth or Curtis. We'd be happy to talk with you further about this. So, any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Appreciate it. A motion is required to approve Attachment 5A. Do we have a motion to approve Attachment 5A?
So moved, Kilway.
Second, Chekai.
We have a motion and a second to approve Attachment 5A. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next in your packet is Attachment 5B, the Active Transportation Plan Update. Ms. Rydell?
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm just wondering if this is necessary. I know Matt has a booming voice. That's great, but I don't. Attachment 5B discusses the update to the 2019 Active Transportation Plan, or ATP. The ATP is an input document for our next long-range plan, its purpose being to define goals and strategies to improve the area's bike and ped networks. As AMET staff works to update the ATP, your assistance is requested. You will receive an email in the coming days with instructions for verifying and updating a web map of the shared use path recommendations. This map of future projects will be included in the ATP recommendations. We are asking for updates by February 16th. I can answer any questions you may have, but the point was just to let you guys know that was coming.
Any questions for Ms. Rydell? Ms. Rattle, will you stay, please? You're up for the next one also. Attachment 5C, Draft Fiscal Year 2025, Transportation Planning, Work Program, and Budget. Ms. Rattle.
Thank you. Attachment 5C is the Draft Fiscal Year 2025, Transportation Planning, Work Program, and Budget, which guides the work of the AMS staff from July 1st of this year to June 30th of 2025. Included in Attachment 5C is the draft local share, calculated to be $198,736. Invoices for local share will not be sent out until July. We will be requesting approval of the final work program in May. AMET staff requests a motion to allow us to submit this draft work program to ODOT for review. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Rattle. There will be a motion required to approve Attachment 5C. Do we have a motion to approve Attachment 5C?
So moved, Amory.
Do we have a second?
Second, Moore.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve Attachment 5C. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you, Heather. Attachment 6A, resolutions for project approvals, and this is a big one. Ms. Prater.
So this one we're going to do a little bit differently because there's actually four separate resolutions. So I'm going to go through the presentation and then stop for each resolution. Resolutions 1 through 3 are approving funding for each funding source. And Resolution 4 is just approving a list for potential funding in the future. So I just wanted to clarify that. So, overview. TACTIF met in December and selected CRP projects, resurfacing projects, TASA projects, and TASA supplemental projects based on available funding. Four CRP projects were selected, 20 resurfacing, 3 TASA, and 6 TASA supplemental, which was all of them, because we just sorted what was submitted by year. There is currently no funding for supplemental. So for CRP, we had Killian and Pickle Roundabout, Arlington Road Corridor, North Manaway Street, and Worcester Hopkin Roundabout. It's approximately $8 million in funding, and it will be funded in 26 through 29. And we need a motion for resolution 1.
Awesome. So we're requesting a motion to approve resolution 2024-01. Do I have a motion?
Paradise, so moved.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Judge.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-01. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Back to you, Amy.
Okay. For resurfacing, we had 20 resurfacing projects that were selected out of the 42 potential applications. This is the list. I can read all 20. And it was approximately $15.3 million in funding. These projects will be funded in fiscal year 28 and 29. And if they were PDIP programs, they will still be on the list for PS&E, but this is where we're going to start them at. So, any questions?
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve resolution 2024-02?
Bowling, move to approve.
Do we have a second?
Second, Hillway.
We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-02. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay. We had 3 TASA projects that were selected: the Headwaters Trail Phase 9, the Stowe Summit Pedestrian Improvements, and Rubber City Heritage Trail Phase 3. And it's approximately $2.3 million in funding, and we expect this to be in fiscal years 26 through 29. Are there any questions?
Hearing no questions, do we have a motion to approve resolution 2024-03? Thank you. Do we have a second?
Jurgen, second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-03. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
And last but not least, our TASA supplemental project. There were 6 applications submitted, and there's no funding currently available. We are asking for approval for the list so that if funds become available in a fiscal year 25, 26, or 27, that these funds can be automatically applied by the staff so that we can make sure to spend our TASA's funding. And this is the list. Basically, we scored all the projects, and then we sorted them by year. So if funding becomes available in 25, then Akron North Main Street would get $500,000 towards TASA. And if we get money in 26 or 27, then we can just go down the list. So we're just asking for approval of the list. Any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Prater. So we're asking for approval of the list. So I'll need a motion to approve resolution 2024-04.
Motion, Miller Dawson.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Judge.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-04. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay, and if your project is selected and it has been approved as of today, you will receive a notification letter listing the funding information and the year that we selected for funding. Please submit your project to ODOT within 45 days of this notification to get a PIN number. Please be sure to program it in the year that we selected so that we can maintain fiscal constraint. Any projects in fiscal year 26 or 27 will be added to the 24-27 TIP for an amendment in the future once it's bid. Any other questions?
Thank you, Ms. Prater, for the presentation and the final clarification. Appreciate that. Next item on the agenda is item 6B, resolutions for approving the 2024 update of the AMATS area federal functional classification of highways. Mr. Bush.
Thank you. Federal functional classification is a grouping of roadways based on relative importance and function. Classifications are divided into rural and urban categories based upon 2020 census data. Determining factors for mobility and access. Classification determines eligibility for federal funding. Funding eligible roads consist of urban roadways classified as minor collector or higher and rural roadways classified as major collector or higher. ODOT typically initiates an update of the federal functional classification once every 10 years. During this process, MPOs review and submit changes to ODOT. ODOT then submits these changes to Federal Highway for final review and approval. Between these cycles, MPOs can initiate a change submission and submit it to ODOT for approval, which is where we are today. In early 2022, AMATS began accepting requests for updates to the FFC with a deadline of May 27th, 2022. AMATS either received or recommended 20 change requests. These requests and recommendations were reviewed by the TAC TIP during meetings in May and June of 23. In November of 23, ODOT Central Office confirmed it would accept AMATS's change request submission. Recommended changes include either adding or updating the following roadways classifications: Clinton Road in Clinton, Akron Peninsula Road in Cuyahoga Falls, the Lake Road, Park Street, Main Street, and Springfield Lake Drive Corridor in Lake Moore, Newton Falls Road, New Milford Road, Mennonite Road, Chamberlain Road, and Diagonal Road in Portage County, Marsh Road in Stowe, Boston Mills Road, Akron Peninsula Road, Wheatley Road, Everett Road, and Highland Road in Summit County, Chamberlain Road in Twinsburg, Portage Street, Moyne Road, and Clinton Road in Wayne County. And it also included the removal of the following paper roadways from the current major collectors: Cyberling Way in Akron and Lobby Road Extension in Green. The limits of these changes are included in Attachment 6B of your packets. AMATS is seeking approval of Resolution 2024-05, approving the 2024 update of the AMATS Area Federal Functional Classification of Highways. Upon approval, these changes will be submitted through ODOT to Federal Highway, and we hope to have a response within the calendar year. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Bush. Just want to add something there. Portage County for sure appreciates AMATS taking up this additional federal classification. I think it was timely, and we personally appreciate it, so thank you. There's a motion that is required to approve Resolution 2024-05. Do we have a motion?
Paradise, so moved.
Joe, do we have a second?
Adams is second.
We have a motion and a second to approve Resolution 2024-05. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is Attachment 6C, resolutions for adopting the AMATS Area Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6C is the coordinated plan. The purpose of the coordinated plan is to improve transportation for the elderly and the disabled populations in the area. Specifically, this plan is necessary for the area to obtain and utilize funds from the Federal Transit Administration's Elderly and Disabled Program. Eligible projects seeking to use these funds must be consistent with the area's coordinated plan Our area receives over $800,000 per year in elderly and disabled funds. The development of a coordinated plan has been overseen by a steering committee consisting of AMATS, Metro, PARTA, and the area's social service agencies. The coordinated plan identifies current transportation providers, assesses the needs of the elderly, the disabled, and low income, provides recommendations to address the gaps between current services and needs, and assigns priorities for projects. The coordinated plan recommendations are listed in Attachment 6C, as well as in the draft coordinated plan. ODOT manages the annual application process with participation of AMATS in the scoring of projects, and the AMATS Policy Committee will approve all projects to be funded as part of each round of funding. In order to use elderly and disabled program funds in the AMATS area, it's necessary to adopt this coordinated plan. The draft coordinated plan has been posted on the AMATS website at amatsplanning.org. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Hearing no questions, a motion is required to approve the resolution labeled 2024-06. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Adamson.
Second, Kilway.
Thank you. We have a first and a second, even though there was a little robber there. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-05. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Baker, do we have any other business?
We do not today, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, darn. It's getting close to the adjournment, isn't it? So without further ado, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion, Chair.
Do we have a second?
Second, Amber.
So we have a motion and a second to end this meeting. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, and see you next week here. Don't be like me and go to the Hilton Garden Inn first. No, it's the venue. I admit I went there first, and it's not good. So, and Carrie gave me plenty of notice and a reminder. I still see
it. Yeah, and in March, not next week.
Right. Did I say next week? Come on, I was having so much fun. We're going to come back next week. Thank you.